Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the FLA Cats Hockey Podcast of the Hockey Podcast Network. This is your host, Dave Rodriguez, with my co-host, Ryan Keelan. Ryan, hope everything is well with you. The Panthers stay hot over a nice little home break they had here, but hit the road for a couple of tough games. We're going to talk about that and the trade deadline that just passed. Before we get into that, Ryan, hope everything is well. How are you doing over there?
Everything's good in Pantherland. You know, picked up a couple new players and signed some, so I'm ready to talk about it.
Yeah, like I mentioned, the trade deadline has now come and gone. The teams that look like are going to be going to the playoffs obviously made some moves, and some teams that looked like they were going to be sellers sold some pieces. So we'll talk about that. But before we get into that, Ryan, I want to talk about Vladimir Tarasenko. Last time we had recorded, he hadn't played yet, and now two games in the books, one against the Philadelphia Flyers, which the Panthers lost 2-1, and a last-second goal by Philadelphia, an absolute heartbreaker at home, and then a successful night in the 5-1 victory against the Calgary Flames. So after 120 minutes of Florida Panthers hockey that Vladimir Tarasenko has been involved in, Ryan, how are you seeing it? I know the first night might have been a little bit tough, but the second night looked a lot more positive. So overall, what are your thoughts?
So on Tarasenko, I didn't think he was bad the first game. I mean, he definitely had a little chemistry with that first line. They were making some stuff happen. It just, you know, didn't get on the score sheet. And then, but to be honest, no one played great that game. That was one of the worst games that we probably played all year. You know, I felt like we weren't finishing checks, you know, completing passes. I think we kind of just, you know, took that night off, that which you can do when you're, you know, at the top of the standings. But, you know, I think Tarasenko, the second game, he absolutely killed it, stole the puck from a bad pass by our old friend Jonathan Huberdeau, and then just put it right past our other old friend, Jacob Markstrom. Yeah, so Tarasenko is insane on that first line. Second line looks just as good, so I'm exciting things for the Panthers.
Yeah, I know we talked about it last podcast where we thought he would fit in. I think we were both on the team that he would be with Bennett and Kachuk, so I was a bit surprised to see him with Barkov and Reinhart on that morning skate, and see Verhaeghe move down to that second line, and then Cousins obviously going to the fourth. So I was a bit surprised. I wasn't too concerned after that first game, obviously losing 2-1 against the Flyers. I believe the Flyers had like a pretty big layoff, Ryan. So they were rested like 4 days, I think, before they played us. Plus they got back Travis Konecny that night, who had a pretty big game. So yeah, it was kind of a, I guess if you were to look at it, the Panthers were off, I believe that was like their fourth game in like 7 nights, while Philadelphia had kind of rested. So they definitely looked sharp. And then we saw them absolutely lay an egg against Tampa two nights later. But yeah, just a weird game where you felt like the Panthers at some time were going to take control, but they never really got into it. So obviously a bit concerned, but like you said, in that Calgary game, in that second period, we saw Vladimir Tarasenko just make a nice interception on that Huberdeau backhand pass or forehand pass to get out of the zone, and made no mistake bearing it. And you saw the emotion from his celebration, Ryan. Just not sure if that one meant a little bit more for him, because he was able to get it, obviously a big goal to take the lead, but in front of the Panthers crowd with his family in front. I don't know if you saw, they had the kids,
I saw the kids
on the ice. So not sure if that was maybe a little bit more emotion from him that we would normally see, but yeah, two goals, one assist, could have had a fourth point, Ryan,
Yeah, it got taken back.
Yeah, that was taken away, I believe, on a Barkov shot. So, yeah, two games in, has looked pretty good. Obviously, we've talked about it before. It seems like anyone that comes into that locker room right now has a pretty good feel and taste as to what the Panthers organization is about. So it's really good to see him really, you know, gel with the players early on.
And Tarasenko laid out a big hit in the middle of the ice. Oh, I don't know if you saw that. So like Tarasenko is soft stuff. I mean, pretty much put to bed right away. I want to say one other thing is Stolarz absolutely stood on his head that game. Yep. I mean, I know the score was, you know, a blowout, but he definitely made a couple really big and clutch saves. So he's playing out of his mind this year. So we need him to keep that up the rest of the season.
Absolutely. In that first period, I think Calgary could have at least had one or two golden opportunities that would have been banged in and could have completely changed the game. So, yeah, good point there, bringing up Stolarz, who seems like every time he's called upon has had a really good night. So it's fantastic to see, especially, we know, Spencer Knight being down and Alex Lyon no longer here. It's really good to have that 1-2 punch going into the postseason, for sure. Some other things that have obviously happened, the Gustav Forsling extension, something that I think I texted you, Ryan, like a week ago, that someone had said, don't be surprised if Forsling signs this year or this week. And yeah, I mean, out of the blue, I think it was the day of the trade deadline, Ryan, 8 years, $46 million for Gustav Forsling, putting him at an AAV of 5.75. I think a lot of us were thinking if he were to get in the market, he'd be looking at around 6.5, maybe 7, Ryan.
Yeah.
But 8 years, $46 million, that's got to be a slam dunk in your opinion, right, Ryan?
I mean, I think Paul Maurice, you know, kind of said it best after Kids Day when Gustav was holding his baby and trying to keep it sleeping. He said, you know, when Forsling's back there playing defense, I think, you know, no one's worried. It's like we can take a nap as well. I think that describes him perfectly. He's the most solid defenseman we have by a mile. I'm glad he was, you know, we'll call it the number two priority of this offseason. Obviously, Reinhardt will get done. It's just not happening yet. But, you know, when Forsling's back there on a one-on-one, there's probably not many better defenders in the league at stopping that. Mm-hmm. Truthfully, he's a great skater. Great defensively, can even chip in offensively if needed. So, I mean, it's a home run, absolute home run. I love Gustav Forsling. He was voted like everyone's favorite player on the team last year, or whatever that award was. The locker room loves him. I mean, you can't go wrong with Gustav Forsling. Absolutely love it. Slam dunk.
And you said the one-on-ones, right? I remember in Washington, he had a 3-on-1, took it over, and then scored. So, yeah, I mean, like you said, Maurice just summed it up perfectly. Just a guy that probably one of the best stories ever in the NHL, a guy that was on waivers multiple times, looking to go
on the worst team in the league too.
Yeah. Even on Carolina, sent around Chicago, was thinking about going back to Europe, and Bill Zito snagged him out of the blue and turned him into a superstar for us. Essentially. Yeah. I mean, the contract was graded by The Athletic as right now, currently the best contract in the league.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. That his AAV based on his performance is projected to be, obviously it's tailored to be in his favor, at $9 million per year on the production he does for defensemen. So to get him at 5.75, where his trajectory is still on the upswing rather than on the downswing, you know, it's a slam dunk in my opinion. And to see that, and obviously the emotion from Bill Zito on the announcement, just shows that he's willing to sacrifice some money to stay on the team with his family for a long time and essentially retire as a Panther. And I mean, you can kind of correlate this to the Matheson one, Ryan. I don't know if you remember that one where he got like 8 years at like $4.5 million. And we were like, oh, we could just keep going on in the years and years. But I feel like this is a different feel because Matheson had a different type of persona, I guess. He wasn't as good defensively and still isn't as good defensively, but yeah. I just don't see anything wrong with this contract at all.
No, I think Bill Zito also protected himself, I believe, you know, for like the buyout later on.
For sure.
So, I mean, not that we'll necessarily need to do it, but, you know, he'll be like 35 at the end of the whatever it is. So I think he just kind of protected himself, but there's no one that's more consistent than Forsling on defense. So to pay him that little for that quality is amazing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And before I move on, I want to remind everyone of DraftKings Sportsbook, part of the Hockey Podcast Network. With DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. The crowd is yours. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code THPN. $5 can turn into $200 instantly in bonus bets. So yeah, obviously we know the importance of Forsling Ryan. We talked about the trade deadline here. One name we haven't talked about was Kyle Okposo, who was on the Buffalo Sabres, the captain of the Buffalo Sabres, came to Florida, told the Buffalo, hey, I want to have a chance at a Stanley Cup. He chose Florida. Panthers snagged him for, I believe, a 7th-round pick it was, and a prospect. And I think Buffalo retained half the salary. So Kyle Okposo, a guy that looks like he's going to be on the bottom six, Ryan. We know that he's a leader. He's a captain. He's a good defensive forward.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we shouldn't expect too much offense, but a little bit more depth on that bottom six like we had asked for, right, Ryan?
Yeah, so he's going to be on the third line right now while Rodriguez is still healing up. But so it might just be for one or two games. Good news on Rodriguez. I'm sure we'll get to him in Ekblad. But yeah, Okposo is a, you know, he's a character guy, 100%. He was a captain, which is huge. You can never have too many of those guys in the locker room. That's not one where you're like, oh, is he going to come in and ruin the chemistry? No, he's, you know, he's just going to mold to it because he's a leader. He was a captain. And Sam Reinhart, I don't know if you saw that where he was with Jameson in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that, you know, the player that means the most to him in his career that helped him when he was coming up was Kyle Okposo. So, I mean, he's not going to, you know, he's not going to swing the Stanley Cup in our favor. He's going to help, but it's not like the biggest move in the world, but it's a solid move to get a decent player in the bottom six. Yeah, anything else you have about him, or do you want to talk about who we think is going to be pushed out of the lineup?
No, I mean, I like the signing. It was one that kind of struggled or caught us out of the blue. I didn't think anyone had Okposo being a potential move. Obviously, we know he's towards the end of his career. He's never won a Stanley Cup. Last time he went to the playoffs was, unfortunately, Ryan, the year that they bounced us in 2016 with the Islanders. And he's been in Buffalo now, or he was in Buffalo for 8-9 years and never got even close to the playoffs. So not a surprise when you really think about it at the end of the day, but kind of a name that I don't think many people saw moving, especially a captain on a team. So a bit of a surprise, but like you said, that chemistry he has with Reinhart, some of these younger American players like Tkachuk obviously know of Okposo, an American, maybe not on the Olympic stage, but a lot of World Cups, World Championships, a lot of World Junior Championships under his belt. So a guy that I'm sure will come in, fit right in with the team, and I'm excited for him. And like you said, with Evan Rodriguez currently on status unknown for the next few games, Okposo might slide up into that third wing spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, where does this put him when everyone is healthy? Which player is out? Obviously, adding Tarasenko and now Okposo, you got to figure they're penciled in right now to at least get the first go. So I got a name, Ryan, but I want to hear your first on whose spot is out with Okposo.
So I don't think people are going to like it at all, knowing our family.
They're not.
But I don't know if we have the same one. I'm sure we do. It's a fan favorite of everyone. And to me, it's Ryan Lomberg. I mean, yeah, Ryan Lomberg is great to have in the lineup. He's a high energy guy, but you can't get rid of Stenlin for PK reasons and everything else. You can't get rid of Nick Cousins because, you know, his grit and he's tough and you need that in the playoffs. Lomberg, I think, is the 13th forward right now. I just really think that, you know, I don't know. I don't see him being in this lineup and one of our top 12 forwards right now. I don't know if you have the same name.
I mean, he could be the 14th, Ryan, because
yeah,
talk about it, but Jonah Gadjevich also got extended for 2 years. And, you know, Ryan Lomberg's a UFA this year. I was surprised by that. 2 years for Gadjevich while Lomberg was on his contract deal and they didn't lock anything up. So could he be the 14th guy out right now when everyone's healthy? I don't know. I know Gadjevich plays on the left wing, but I don't know. I mean, I'm with you there. I think Okposo slides into that spot for Ryan Lomberg. Obviously, it'll be frustrating for fans, but Oposo is a bigger guy. He's a little bit more complete and willing to sacrifice defensively. And like you said, you can never have enough captains on your team. And Oposo's leadership, although he hasn't been in the playoffs a little, in a while, I still think will offset any age that he has. I just think it's going to be a positive for this team going forward and on that bottom six.
And I know Lomberg brings energy, but like in the playoffs, if you're not energized and ready, that's a bigger team problem. Like if you're, you know, playing game 65 of a long season, like you need a guy in there to energize the team because it's a long season. It's a grind, obviously. But when you're in the playoffs, like if you can't get fired up for playoff hockey, then that's a big culture issue. And I don't believe we have that at all. So I think we'll be okay without Lomberg.
No, and like I said, I think the locker room right now is in a perfect spot. Tarasenko, I think, like we said, wanted to be here. Oposo wanted to be here. Gajovic is more than thrilled to sign here.
Yeah.
Forsling is obviously going to be a permanent residence of South Florida now for the next 10 years. So just the chemistry is there. And that's what you could ask for and dream of as a GM and a fan, Ryan. We've never seen this.
Yeah, no.
Where players have been like, I want to be here. The facilities that they're creating in Fort Lauderdale is top of the line. The
arena, to go check them out.
The arena is full every night. I went Sunday to that they did a where you can kind of, if you have season seats, you can kind of relocate.
Yeah.
And I mean, you should have saw it, Ryan, on the
lower. You're not relocating. No way.
I'm not. I'll save that for later, but I might be. But you should have saw the lower bowl, Ryan. There were hardly any spots where there were more than two seats available in an entire section in that lower bowl. It's like, oh my goodness, it's incredible just how quickly this thing turned around in 2 years. And, you know, we've talked about this before, and you can give nothing but kudos to Bill Zito and the ownership and just how much they've done. Besides, you know, we could talk about the Dolphins and what they've, you know, struggled to produce in the last decade or so, but in the last five years, what this organization leadership team has done is just, I mean, commendable. And I don't think there's many or people that would have saw this coming. So just the culture has completely changed for sure, Ryan.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this team could go all the way. I mean, I'm glad I locked my seats up for next year as well. I don't want to get left behind. I need to hear about your relocation after too.
Yeah, maybe after the episode, I'll mention it to you. But yeah, we'll still be in the arena, but just maybe somewhere else.
Wow.
And yeah, we didn't talk about it, but Aaron Ekblad, obviously unfortunate lower body injury that he suffered in that game against Calgary. I'm sure you guys have heard of it. I know, Ryan, you were a little bit annoyed when you saw the announcement because it sounded like Maurice was saying, oh, he should be fine for Monday, Tuesday.
He did say that.
But now it sounds like it's going to be at least 2 weeks, and then from there they'll see where it goes. So we're looking at maybe the end of March, beginning of April, which isn't the worst case
scenario. No, it doesn't matter. Like if this was last year at this time when we were just desperate to win any game, it would probably be the killer. But if we had another big injury, but I think we'll be okay for the next 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah. It'll probably be more than 2 weeks knowing Maurice.
Yeah, I agree. And again, I want to remind everyone about the awesome sponsorship we have with Caneswear. If you haven't gone yet, make sure to check them out at caneswear.com or go to their location at 2655 South University Drive in Davie, Florida, 33328. You can call them at 954-835-5597. All orders over $99 get free shipping in the United States. And I talked to Brett today, Ryan, and they're trying to work on a good deal on rats. I know I've had a lot of people in the, not just the Discord, but in the Instagram community chat ask me where can I get rats when I come down, you know? And I told that to Brett because they don't sell them in the arena. So if you don't have rats and you're looking for rats at a reasonably low price, I know Brett is working on a pretty good deal that I think you can get like 5 or 6 for like $10, Ryan. So don't know the exact number yet, but when we do figure that out, I'll let you guys know. But nevertheless, they've got great specials going on throughout the entire spring. So make sure to check them out. Again, Caneswear, the place to go for all your Florida Panthers stuff. So Ryan, before we wrap up here, not sure if you want to bring anything else before I go to the next topic, but obviously, go ahead.
we get a penalty from throwing rats on the ice after the goal, I'm going to you and Brett. I'm coming after you.
Well, they have a warning sign, Ryan. So if you're there late, they always say don't throw the rats until after the game. So right. And they've got the big nets on the behind the goals. They rose it up to like the 400 level. So if you're on the behind the goals, it's kind of hard now, Ryan. So
yeah.
I know from your angle, and so I know. I don't know. You move around all the time. I don't know where you're at.
My angle's good now. I could probably hit it.
I don't know where you're at 80% of these games, but nevertheless, I sometimes find you. So yeah, before we move on, also want to remind everyone to use code FLA Panthers FC if you're using SeatGeek to buy any sort of Panthers tickets or any tickets in general. If you use that code, you can get $20 off your first order. That's FLA Panthers FC. To get $20 off your first SeatGeek order. So, Ryan, the last 25% of the season is here. The Florida Panthers look like, we've said a lot, are destined for the playoffs. And I don't want to sound too facetious, Ryan, or too optimistic, but I think now we've seen the betting favorites, clearly us, right? I think everything is plus 650, 700. I've seen the clear odds on favorite. So at this point in time, anything less than a Stanley Cup, I think, is a failure. Would you agree? I just, if you lose in any way now, it's like, God, like, what more do you have to do? You know, this is, I love this regular season better than I did the other President's Trophy season.
Oh, around. Easily. Because you know, yeah, like, you feel that we're better.
I don't know why. But 65 games. I don't think there's been like more than three games where I'm like, we're not better than this team. And they've had it every single night. And for that not to happen in the playoffs to me would just be such a heartbreak. I don't know if you agree.
I mean, we also have the best goal differential by a decent amount. Like, but the thing is, it's so hard to win.
I know.
Like, even like, that's why I don't care about the President's Trophy curse. Like,
me neither.
Regardless if you have 120 points or you have 98 and you saw us last year, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't really – one team out of 16 wins, realistically, there's – let's call it eight really good teams that make – like, really elite teams that make the playoffs.
Right.
Only one's going to win, so it's really hard. But I would say, yeah, it's like – you're right. What else do we have to do? We've come this far. We've done everything. Exactly. We couldn't have asked for a better start. I mean, obviously you can't win 65 out of 65 games.
Right.
But like, yeah, it's pretty much a failure. If they don't make it to the Stanley Cup, at least but that would just be even more of a failure making it. So yeah, you have to win it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to sound too conceited. Can't
lose two in a row.
But it's like, you know, I know it's not like the end of the window. I know there's going to be plenty of opportunities in the next.
But this is the best one, I think.
But this is exactly. Have. It's just like, how many more times, and I get it, you know, we're relatively new to this. You know, I could say like Boston's been doing this for 10, 15, 20 years in a row. The Rangers have been doing this for such a long time and they haven't gotten there. Carolina has been doing this for such a long time. Always got a top five team in the NHL. Dallas, Colorado's won it one time, but you know, Edmonton, they've been here. Well, we've been here.
All I want is one time.
Exactly. So it's like, like I said, I don't want to sound too like a bummer if we don't win, but
it would be a big bummer.
It's just like, man, you know, this team, it's like, I can already see it written in the stars. Like, just the way this season has gone, everyone's been healthy. Everyone's been playing outstanding. You know, the guys that we wanted to, that are on contract years are playing outstanding hockey.
So I think there's one more written in the stars team though.
Bobrovsky's been playing like a Vezina trophy candidate, Ryan, something the first time we've seen in his entire career here.
Yeah.
It's like, man, you know, this has got to be it. But like you said, it's so hard. And Carolina, you know, like we mentioned, getting Jake Guentzel, that just is like, man, you know, that's such a good addition
big time,
for them.
That's a big time move for them. They needed a
40 goal scorer.
Really, yeah, a really good goal scorer. Because they're just, you know, they're all, we saw how they played every game we played.
2-1.
1-0, we won a game. Yeah. I mean, they needed that extra guy, that guy that could, you know, he's not a, you know, Sam Reinhart, but he's a really good scorer. He's probably going to, you know, score a lot of goals in the playoffs, and that's what they need. That's the one thing they were missing, was high-end scoring. I mean, absolutely. Defensively, they're solid. Goaltending will, you know, you never know. But defensively and structurally, they're so hard to play against, just as we are. That's why we matched up well last year. So he's going to fit in nicely on probably on that second line.
I know. And obviously a lot of teams made a lot of big moves during this trade season, but I just think that one to me was like the amount they paid. Obviously there's the risk that he doesn't resign and you gave up a lot, but that to me just puts them right with us, that they needed that desperately, a 40 goal scorer, someone that can help on the power play, and 5-on-5, one of the best 5-on-5 goal scorers I can remember in the last 3-4 years. Obviously with Pittsburgh, but now with Carolina, it's going to be even deadlier for him. So, I mean, like I said, I don't want to sound too like confident, but this team just to me is it. This is their time to do it. Obviously there's going to be more years of it, but I don't know, Ryan.
Never know when the window could close.
I know. And like I said, there's still 17 games left. I mean, knock on wood, one guy is down now of our top, you know, 5-6 players that we've had this year in Ekblad. You know, obviously it's not something that'll keep him out in the playoffs, but you hope in these next, you know, 20 games, even when we get into the playoffs, you know, that the injury bug doesn't catch up on us. Like some teams have had to suffer throughout the entire year where we've been relatively successful avoiding that. So I hope so. I hope so, Ryan. And like you said, it's the toughest trophy to win, but man,
I think Stolarz will play a lot towards the end of the year. I think, you know, you don't need to ride Bob as hard as you have been, you know, like the last 10 games of the season, maybe rotate him, get Bob fresh.
Yeah.
Going kind of like he was last year, obviously.
Right. Yeah. But you want him to have that good mojo for sure. Cause if he can be like what he has been this year and what he was in the playoffs, I mean, the sky's the limit for this team. Obviously there's great teams in front of us, no matter who we play, even in the wild card. You don't want to play Tampa. You don't want to play
the Islanders right now.
The Islanders. I mean, Islanders are a gritty team. I'm not worried about them, because I'm sure a lot of people were saying about this last year. You know,
that's fine. We'll smoke the Islanders. The only teams I'm worried about, honestly, truthfully, are Carolina. Obviously, that's my number one. I don't want to play.
Yeah, we wouldn't play them till the conference final. And who else?
The Rangers or Carolina? I'm not. Because they have the goaltending. Like, if Durkin could win them a game or two just by himself, that's what I don't – so could Bob, obviously, but that's why I don't want to get into that. The other teams, it's like they have weaknesses. Like, I don't – the Rangers are solid all around everything.
Yeah. We'll talk
about another team, too.
All right. We'll talk about one more team here.
All right. This is not a team not in the East. I want to talk about the Vegas Knights.
Oh, boy.
But listen – I'm not upset at them at all. Like it's totally legal, but people are worrying about, oh, the Vegas Knights are going to do it again. The Vegas Knights, if they want to go to the Stanley Cup, they will have to beat Vancouver.
Yep.
They'll have to go against Colorado in the second round, which I think it's Colorado or Edmonton going to the Cup, in my opinion, on the West. And then you'll have to beat Edmonton in the third round, most likely. Like that's not easy. So I don't think it's such a slam dunk that they traded for all these players, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think this is Vegas's year. I think, honestly, it's Panthers, it's written in the stars, and the Edmonton Oilers, especially after the start they had, and everyone wrote them off, and everyone said, oh, McDavid, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like, come on. Like, that's – I'm not worried about the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you there for sure. They had a really tough stretch the last 10 games, 3-6-1. 75 points right now. They're right behind LA for that third wildcard spot. I don't see them catching Edmonton. They're 6 points behind them. So, like you said, they're either going to play Edmonton in that first round, which Edmonton will have the home ice advantage, or depending where they finish in the wildcard, you figured they'll play either Vancouver or Dallas in the first round.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, Vancouver doesn't have that playoff experience, and Demko is out for at least 2 to 4 weeks. So maybe they face Vancouver and catch them off guard, but I don't know, nope, Ryan.
I don't know.
We saw last year, I mean, they were a top team going into the playoffs, but I don't know. Mark Stone could magically just take off that spleen injury he has and show up out of nowhere. And they're $18 million over the cap in round one. But yeah, for sure. It'll be a tougher road for them. Absolutely. Absolutely. So
not worried.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Still about, like we said, a month away from playoff hockey. Really excited for that. Obviously, there's some big games to come this week against the Dallas Stars and Carolina Hurricanes. Then we come back home against the Tampa Bay Lightning. So three big games, Ryan. Three really good opponents. Obviously, Dallas at the top of the Central, and then Carolina, we know, will always be a boxing match, pretty much. Who can bend over first? So it'll be tough games, and we're
underdogs.
Yeah, we're underdogs tomorrow or Tuesday against Dallas. So
it's weird to see that, and now
on the road, I understand it, but maybe a good spot to take them. Who knows? But we'll see. Rodriguez hopefully is back in the lineup. And hopefully I'd like to recover soon. So, Ryan, I want to thank you again for joining me. This is now episode number 60 of the FLA Cats Hockey Podcast, 60% to 100 episodes, Ryan. I want to thank everyone for the listens, over 1,000 listens over the last two episodes, just on Apple. We haven't counted the Spotify yet, and we're in the top 100, Ryan, most listened in the United States for a hockey podcast.
I'll take that. What number?
Yeah, especially after that little break we had. To be back in the top 100 is really nice to see. So
what number is that? It's going to be like 99.
No, we were like number 92, but you got to think if there's a lot of people that are recording, you know, every day or every other day. So to be in the top 100 when we've been recording, you know, not
is that
as
on Apple or what?
It's just across all of the podcast networks. Mm-hmm. There's a website. Yeah. I'll send it to you. We're in the top 100. For USA, and for some reason we're like top 10 in Finland, so that's pretty good. I know
that's probably
more impressive.
That makes sense
because we got a lot of Finns on the team, so I'm sure a lot of Finns are listening.
Yeah, so I'll start hyping Barkov up more.
So yeah, I want to thank everyone again for listening as always, and always the daily interactions are always nice, and seeing you guys at the arena is always fun to do as well. So Ryan, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for joining me as always. Not sure if you have anything else to say before we wrap up.
I mean, Tampere, Finland seems like a really great place.
It's Tampura.
Tampura. That's why you're on here. You know, that's why you're connecting me. I'd love to go there for the game next year.
They say Suomi. So it's like something Suomi.
Suomi.
Like,
I know that.
Let's go or something
Suomi,
like that.
Suomi.
So like we always like to say, let's go Panthers or Suomi Panthers. Or vamos gatos, and we'll catch you on the next episode. As always, thank you for listening, and hope you have a great rest of your day, and go Panthers.